From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, 18 families receive homes in Portland Cottage, Clarendon. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your prospects.
Math counts.
To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because...
Counts.
18 families in Portland Cottage, Clarendon are now proud homeowners, thanks to two families from the United States and Food for the Poor FFP Jamaica. United States residents Chris David and Craig Rupert, with help from their families, made it one of their goals to donate annually to Jamaica. They began as far back as 2001, building homes and schools all across the island. Since then, they have been coming back to build communities, and in February, the two families traveled to the island with a team of 36. They liaised with Food for the Poor, and the organization was happy to help. The group traveled to Portland Cottage, a community that is still struggling to recover from the effects of Hurricanes Ivan and Dean more than 8 years ago. Suited in hard hats, gloves, and boots, they got to work. Mixing cement and gravel, carrying wood, water, and wheelbarrows, they built the houses from the ground up, putting in windows, fitting roofs, and installing electricity. By the time the team was done, the houses were painted and ready to live in. Executive Director of FFP Jamaica, David Mayer, says he is pleased that the group has made it an annual event to journey to Jamaica to construct houses for the homeless. Mr. Mayer says the construction of each house costs about $640,000. This means that the total cost to construct all 18 houses was about $12 million. Mr. David and Mr. Rupert have donated the full amount. The 18 families who received new homes were grateful. One resident, Odette Sawyers, has lauded the group for their time, effort, and financial support.
I feel real good. I'm happier and comfortable. After we receive the house, I tell them that I feel really honored to receive one of these houses in this way.
Miss Sawyers, who lives with her three children, says their previous living conditions were less than ideal.
Well, I was living in a one-room house, and it was really cluster and everything. And I'm really glad that I get this one because there's more space.
And Mr. Rupert, who has been visiting Jamaica for over 17 years, says he has no intention to stop. He says the group learns from the experience and returns home better people with better perspectives on life. Over the years, Mr. David, Mr. Rupert, and their supporters have partnered with the FFP Jamaica to construct 5 schools, more than 165 houses, and a home for the elderly. In 2014, the group built a 6-unit facility for the students and teachers of Lewistown Basic School in St. Elizabeth and constructed a house for a resident in the area. They have also equipped one rural community with a sustainable fishing village project and installed 2 water projects. Their efforts have improved the health and living conditions of many throughout Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner looking for ways to increase your profits? The Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with a grant to provide the business support services you need. Contact your financial institution or call us and ask about the DBJ's voucher for technical assistance.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.